Liz came in. Liz here is in here, and Liz is a membership director and events coordinator for the Greene County Chamber of Commerce. She comes in here on a monthly basis, and why don't you first start out by telling us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into the upcoming events and such and so forth.
We got a lot going on this month and months to come. So, yes, I am Liz Kirkus. I am the membership director and events coordinator at the Greene County Chamber of Commerce. I live in the village. I've been here since 2010. I'm a former shop owner on Main Street, so I got big love for the businesses on Main Street, and yeah, and I have big love for this radio station as well.
Well,
yeah,
thank you. We have big love for you too. There's a lot of bigness going around.
A lot of love in the month of February. Yeah.
But we do have a lot of stuff going on this upcoming time coming up here.
Why don't I hit the chamber events calendar first? So, yes, we have coming up next week, speaking of love and Valentine's Day, we have our annual Valentine's Power Networking Lunch at Red's Restaurant. And if you haven't been to one of our Power Networking Lunches, it's basically like speed dating for your business. So you come in there and you kind of do your spiel, and you know, and everybody gets to stand up and do their spiel to the room, and it's a fun event. It's really nice, and Red's Restaurant has hosted it, so we do kind of like a Valentine's Day theme. But that's on Tuesday, February 13th.
Now, Red's, is that Coxsackie or Athens?
Coxsackie.
Coxsackie,
yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So right there on 9W. And
9W, that's what I was looking for. I've been to Red's before. Red's is a nice little venue to go to.
It's a really nice little spot, and they put on a really nice spread for us. And it's kind of, you know, a lot of these businesses and business people, you know, we're so busy, we don't take the time to actually sit and have lunch per se, you know, other than like, you know, grabbing a slice of pizza or something. So to be able to host one of these luncheon things where you're networking, so technically you're working, but you actually get to eat a proper lunch. So it, you know, we try and do a few of these. We also have a lunch and learn seminar that we do, so people who work for various companies or work for themselves can go and still be networking and doing stuff for business, but actually enjoy the company of others and get some food in their mouth. So,
and what day was that again?
This is on Tuesday, February 13th.
Okay.
Yes. So, and all these events are on our webpage as well, greencountychamber.com.
Okay.
And the next thing that is coming up is every month we do a business after hours, which is a nice networking event. And this one, as I mentioned last time, is right here in Catskill. It's a joint business after hours with Kerwin's Game Store and Hilo.
Wow, that's cool, because they're right next to each other.
Exactly. So they decided to do a joint one, and they're actually scheming up all sorts of stuff. I believe Tony and Liam are meeting today to come up with some great things for our members to do. So I'm sure it'll involve some fun gaming stuff at Kerwin's, and then you just pop next door, get a little nice bite to eat, and you know, some drink specials and stuff at Hilo. So that'll be a nice, and that's on Tuesday the 27th.
Now, if people don't know, Kerwin's is a great little venue for all ages.
Yeah, not so little too.
Right. A lot of games and just activities going on there. And the Hilo is a place that serves food and beverages, as well as entertainment periodically.
Nice little art space.
Right.
Yeah, and I saw you guys are having
our 8th anniversary there. Yes, we are.
Very
thank you.
Cool.
Thank you for
plug that one there,
right,
Pete.
Get this little bad boy out here.
Yes, we have that going on at 7 o'clock on Saturday, February 24th at the Hilo. It's Magic on the Radio. A night of live radio theater.
Yeah, yes. So Hilo is one of those great places that can host, you know, all sorts of events, from art openings to anniversary parties to business after hours. They're kind of up for anything, which is nice.
Right.
And it's great space too. But yeah, back to Kerwin's space. So if you've driven by and, you know, gone, what is that? As you mentioned, Stephen Kerwin opened this up, and I'm trying to think how many years ago. It's been, I want to say more than 5 years ago, maybe.
Something like that. It's been around for a bit. Yep.
Yeah, he has a second location now. I know in Poughkeepsie, but yeah, this location, he just did a revamp this past summer. And it's really nice. So the one side is more like the retail gaming, and then he's got a sort of a little space in the back where people can paint the little figurines for their games and do different kinds of things. So he's got this like multifaceted kind of thing going on. And then on the other side is the actual gaming room where he has tournaments, and people come from all over for these tournaments.
And it is. It's a great place because the kids and, you know, and the adults also, but...
Yeah, and the age range, right, of the people who attend. It's like you said, it's kids to adults. It's,
right.
Yeah.
And it's a great venue because it really gives people things to do on Main Street, and it's always kicking. It's always full of people, and... it's a very, very lively
place. So it's great. So I'm glad that both of them decided to do this, to host a business after hours. So that's on Tuesday, the 27th. And then looking into March, we're just talking about the lunch programs that we offer. So we have a lunch and learn seminar right here at La Concadoro, up the street on Main Street in Catskill. And that's on Wednesday, March 7th. And usually for these, what we do is we'll pick a topic. The topic is to be announced, but we'll pick a topic that's relevant to businesses and small businesses, and we'll get experts in that field to come in and do a nice little seminar, like a quick, you know, sort of luncheon seminar on that. So that, again, you get to sit, you get to enjoy a lunch, and you get to learn something that could, you know, benefit your business.
Right.
So topics we've had in the past, we've done a marketing media where we've had people talk about the impact of your business, your website, social media, you know, how you can better present yourself online. You know, we've picked different topics like that before.
And this is a great thing to get on the radio to let people know about, because the small businesses around here, this is so useful.
Oh, yeah.
And it's great networking, and it's creative, and it's educational.
Absolutely. And I wanted to also reinforce the fact that, you know, we are a membership-based organization, but our events are open to non-members as well. So, you know, obviously our members, you know, are coming to our events, but we do invite, you know, non-members to come and, you know, check out our events. And, you know, so everybody is welcome to come to our events. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Right.
And then our March business after hours is going to be at, it used to be called Angela's over by Stories Farm over there in Catskill. But it's they've now changed the name to Rip Van Winkle Brewing Company. It's the same owners. Nothing else has changed except the name change. So it's still great Italian food. They've got the pizzas there, which are amazing. And they had been brewing the beer under the Rip Van Winkle Brewing Company name. And they've decided to do sort of like a branding re-up. And they've now are calling themselves Rip Van Winkle Brewing Company. But again, it's the same great food. Joey, who's one of, you know, who's the owner, has agreed to do our business after hours. And that's on Thursday, March 22nd. So that's really great. So you can come over, taste some of the food that they have, you know, try some of the beers that they're actually brewing there on site. They have, similar to what Crossroads did up in Athens, they're sort of brewing a few smaller batch beers, you know, right now. So they're a much smaller operation, but really, really great stuff. And they're a great member of business. So they've offered that. And I do just want to touch into April really quick. We switched up April a little bit. So usually we would have the spring tourism seminar and business after hours, and we do that jointly with the county. The county has now decided that we're going to do a state of the county event. So this event, we're hoping to have actually at the lumberyard. So the details are coming, but I just wanted people to know because our calendar did go out.
Do you want to tell them what the lumberyard is?
Oh, so yes. So the lumberyard is an amazing, is going to be an amazing space right here in Catskill. They took over the old lumberyard buildings right on the creek right here. So it's literally sort of right by the creek, right when you go over the Uncle Sam Bridge. If you're going over the bridge leaving Main Street, it's to the left, and it's a great set of buildings. Lumberyard, which used to be called the American Dance Institute, is moving their headquarters up here. So they've
is a great venue to bring into Catskill.
So amazing. So yeah, they're going to be bringing up. So it's an incubator program. So basically, if you have a dance company and you want to develop the show that you're working on, the performance that you're working on, you're going to come up. You're going to be here. You're going to get to use the space. They're going to have dorms for the performers. They're going to have everything you could possibly need to get your show together, get it worked out, and get it on the road. So that's really what their focus is. But in the meantime, they've really reached out to the community, and they're doing some programs, I know, with the Catskill Community Center for the kids. They've done various events at their sort of event space that they have and sort of engage the community. And so the county reached out to them and said, listen, we want to switch it up and do the state of a county address. Would we be able to have it in your space? So they said, absolutely. So we're still working out the details. So again, that's going to be on Wednesday, the 25th of April. So that was a calendar change I just wanted to make note of, because originally our tourism seminar was going to be on the 10th.
Okay.
So all of this will be on our website, and I will make sure that I keep, every time I come, I keep reminding people.
Good to know.
And then our Women in Business, our quarterly Women in Business dinner is still going to be at Mossman's restaurant, but instead of being on the 26th, it's going to be on Thursday the 19th. So that's just a little flip of Women in Business, Mossman's restaurant, April 19th, Thursday, April 19th, instead of the 26th. So again, once we get closer to the time, I'll hammer that in a little
right.
bit more.
So. And everybody can always keep up to date with that by getting on the web.
Exactly. Yeah. GreenCountyChamber.com. Absolutely. Okay. So that's the main calendar of events, but I've got all sorts of goodies to talk about today. So, yay!
My so, spastic clap.
One of the great things that we're doing, and it'll be our third year doing it, is Green County Restaurant Week.
So inviting,
delicious. Yeah. if you remember it from last year and the year before, it's a great way to get out there and try some new restaurants for a very reasonable price. So last year and the year before, we only did dinner. So we did Green County Restaurant Week, and we did, I think, well, the first year was $20.16. Last year was $20.17, and it was dinner, and it was, you know, you got to choose from three course. You got to have. There was appetizer, main course, and dessert for the dinner. So this year, we've switched it up a little bit. We've listened to what people have asked for, and people have asked, you know, would you consider also doing a lunch option?
Okay.
So we've come up with a couple things. So you can do the dinner and or the lunch option if you're a restaurant. And the menu prices go from $10 to $15 for lunch, or we've got it at $25 for dinner, and that's beverage, tax, and tip not included. But for dinner, you'll get three choices of appetizer, entree, and dessert. The dessert can be like three or fewer. So basically, you can go in, pick your appetizer, pick your dinner, and pick your dessert, and it's $25, you know, which is a fantastic, you know, opportunity to try some restaurants you haven't
tried.
Yeah,
considering
before.
Some of the menus in these restaurants, that's a pretty good deal.
It's a pretty good deal. And then for lunch, it's a two-course prefix menu with three choices for each course. So it would be, you can either do an appetizer with a main or a main course and a dessert. It's up to the restaurant,
right,
what they'd like to order. You know, and again, you're either going to do it at a $10 price point or a $15 price point. So you figure for an appetizer and entree, or an entree and a dessert for $10 or $15 for lunch, it's pretty good.
And if you look at the restaurants, too, here in Catskill, in Cairo, in Athens, in Coosaki, all over the place, there's a lot of great places to eat around here.
There are a lot
of good places. And a lot of times people don't make it out to these restaurants, and they want to go. And this is a good initiative to get the people out there and to get the good deal to, if you want to go out there, too.
Exactly. I'll give you a great example from last year. So we had a lot of Catskill restaurants that participated. We had a lot of Athens. We had it's Green County, so it's up the mountain as well. So we've got, you know, Hunter and Wyndham and Coxsackie and all these towns participated. So last year, a newer restaurant in Athens called Rive Gauche, French restaurant, which is just down the street from Crossroads Brewing Company. Crossroads also did it last year. But Rive Gauche did it for the first time, and their price points tend to be a little bit higher. It's a nicer French restaurant.
Right.
So we went in and we talked to Joe, the owner, and we said, listen, you know, would you be willing to do this? And he said, you know what? Absolutely. I'll absolutely join in. So he was able to basically curate a menu that met the price points and stuff. But what, you know, so afterwards, what we do is after restaurant week, we go to each restaurant and we ask them how, you know, how it went. And I have to mention one of the great things for a participant is, so when you go to these restaurants, they're going to give you a little card to fill out. So you're going to put your name on it, where you ate. And your information, and then we do drawings. Each restaurant gives us a gift certificate.
Oh, so okay.
At the end, what we do is we take, so we collect, so when we go to the restaurant after restaurant week, we collect the bucket of these cards, take them back to the office, and we do drawings every day for a gift certificate for each restaurant.
Wow,
which
that's
is really great.
Yes.
So, and what we try and do is we try and switch it up. So like if you say ate at La Concadora, we'll make sure that if, you know, we'll give, you know, again, we'll draw the name of someone and give a gift certificate to a restaurant that you didn't say you ate at. You know, we try and switch it up a little bit. You know, like that.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we went into, I went and spoke to Joe at Reef Gauche last year, and we had a great conversation. And he said, yeah, he goes, I have to tell you, he's like, you know, obviously the price point was a little bit lower for what he offers sometimes on his entrees, he said, but the volume alone made it worth it. And he goes,
compensated
for it. And he said, and what really made it worth it was I had people come in here who literally live a couple streets away, have never been in.
Right, right.
And because they thought it was, oh, it's, you know, oh, it's French food, I'm never going to like anything on the menu, or, oh, it's, you know, it's too much, I could never afford it. So they came in during restaurant week and they actually came up to him and said, you know, I'm so sorry, I should have been in here earlier. I didn't realize not only how much you offered, but on your regular menu, you actually have some amazing things that I would be willing to come in, you know, when it's not restaurant week. So he really was able to expose himself to a broader audience participating in Restaurant Week.
Well, that's a great thing. I mean, and that's proof positive about the efficiency and the goodness of a community radio. And for the Chamber of Commerce, we getting people to know things.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I mean, shoot, it's right down the block. And you might not even have been there or noticed or
exactly.
took the time. And
so,
there's a lot of reasons why.
And then what I'll do is closer to, so Restaurant Week this year is going to be April 6th to the April 15th. So it encompasses two weekends.
Great.
And the week in between. So what I'll do is nearer the time, I'll come in and I'll discuss the list of restaurants who are participating. And obviously we have a site for this. So once we get everything together, the great thing is what you'll be able to do is go to our website and see the different restaurants that are participating, and they're going to give us their menu. So you'll actually be able to look at their menus before you go, which I think just encourages more people to go because they can pick and choose, oh, you know what, I really want to go to this one. But we had people who went to multiple restaurants during the week. They were like, oh, I went to this one on Monday and this one on Tuesday and this one, you know, it's like went through the gamut of the restaurants. Yeah, so it's a great thing for the participants as well as for the attendees that you get to go on the site, you get to see who participates, you get to see what they're offering.
And you get to, we'll remind you again that there will be free drawings to get.
Exactly. And you get
free
to be,
meals afterwards.
You get to be entered to get a gift certificate and stuff. And also, you know, again, it's getting people out during a slower time to, you know, get people out of the house, get people engaged. So it's a really great way to support, you know, local businesses in Greene County. And that's one of the things that the Chamber really kind of prides itself on with Restaurant Week is trying to encourage people to get out there and support our local businesses and support our local restaurants. So this is a really great campaign that we run. And like I said, near the time, I'll get you all the juicy and delicious details as to who's participating in that. So next big thing coming up, again, talking about spring. I know we're getting a big we're supposed to be getting a big snowstorm tomorrow, so let's talk about spring.
Yeah, okay, good.
Let's go into spring here. So the next big event that the Chamber runs is our golf tournament, our annual golf tournament. And what we do is we spread the love, and we have it at different golf courses around the county each year. Last year it was at Mossman's up at Blackthorn, the Blackthorn Resort. And this year it's actually at the Catskill Golf Club.
Good.
Nice and local.
Yep.
So, so that's going to be on Friday, May 18th. And it's a really fun event. I was new to the Chamber. So last year was my first year actually, you know, running it and helping to run it and everything. And it was a lot of fun. People can get different teams. A lot of the local businesses get together and get a team. And actually, anybody can have a team or just play. You know, if you're just a single player who wants to play, we'll get you together with a group of people. And I'm not a golfer, but I got to tell you, it was so much fun to be there and to watch everybody. They have putting contests. you know, there's different meals throughout the day and stuff. So it's like, you know.
I was going to jump in and say it's a really nice course, as well as having a nice little restaurant and area that overlooks the course.
Bistro 27 is right there.
Great chef, you know, great ambiance inside.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with Catskill,
It's right off of Jefferson Heights.
Right off of Jefferson Heights, very accessible. And it is, it's a very beautiful course. And like you said, the restaurant kind of looks out onto the course. They have a nice little deck and everything. So it's, you know, it'll be a really nice day. You know, you get continental breakfast in the morning. Then you have a shotgun start at 9:30. You have lunch. We have an awards banquet and dinner. And yeah, so we have different awards for different things, you know, longest drive, straightest drive, first place team, second place team, you know, all sorts of fun stuff. And actually, a lot of businesses donate some great prizes. We had so many raffle prizes last year.
Really?
That I think every single person who attended walked away with something.
Really?
Yeah,
nice.
and not just like little prizes, like gift certificates to restaurants, you know, like big packages of stuff, you know, like, you know, 12 packs of beer, you know, whatever it was, you know, somebody cool. donated stuff. So it's really a lot of fun. It's a great, you know, fundraiser for the chamber, and it's, you know, I really feel that it's something that businesses, and another thing with all these events is that people can sponsor them. So a lot of businesses sponsored, like Shook Insurance right here in town. He was our hole-in-one sponsor. So he had a big old sign saying, you know, Shook Insurance and stuff. So it's kind of fun, too, because all these businesses sponsor it. A lot of the teams come, and they're from different companies. So we had, you know, Wyndham Mountain was a team last year. A couple of the insurance agencies, you know, Bank of Greene County always gets a team. So it's kind of fun because a lot of them have these like little fun rivalries too. So it's like, you know, they're excited to go to this year's tournament because they want to do better than they did last year. So it's just, you know, it's a fun event. But like I said, it's right here in Catskill at the Catskill Golf Club on Friday, May 18th. And all of the details for this will be on our website. So whether you want to sponsor, whether you want to play, we'll get you hooked up.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, we've got something very different.
My interests were very much piqued. We got the email on this one, and was very intrigued by the low cost on this one, too.
Yes. So, the email blast went out to anybody. So, our newsletter that comes out every Wednesday morning, I try and be pretty good about getting it out on time on Wednesday morning, but our newsletter that comes out on Wednesday morning has a list of our chamber events, our new members, and our membership can put different flyers. I know I have you guys, I have the WGXC flyers in there. But anybody can sign up for this newsletter. So if you go to our website, greencountychamber.com, you can just sign up to receive our newsletter. But the newsletter blast that went out this morning was regarding a trip to China. So it is Greene County Chamber of Commerce, an adventure to China. And we are partnering with the Columbia County Chamber, as well as some of the other local chambers up this way, to present this. It's a 9-day package to China. So they're going to 4 different locations in China. It includes round trip airfare, 4 to 5 star hotel accommodation, 3 meals a day, tours, guides, you know, entries to any of the attractions. So basically, I think other than I think there's a visa fee of like $150, you know, okay. But other than that, and again, it's a 9-day package, everything included, hotel, airfare, food, it's $2,299. I'm pretty sure you can't even get the airfare for that.
I know, right?
To China. Like, there's no... I read this and I was like, what? I was like, are you kidding me? This is a fabulous package. And Jeff Friedman, our president and executive director, has been working very closely with the other chamber presidents to work on this package for, you know, chamber members to do. And we're actually going to be holding an orientation meeting on Thursday, March 8th. Right here at the chamber at 327 Main Street. It'll be from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And like I said, it'll be a nice informational meeting, orientation meeting, if you want to learn more about this. If you want to learn more about the details in the meantime, please give us a call at the chamber, 518-943-4222, or you can visit our website. But yeah, this is a very unique opportunity. I know other... You know, when I've been in other businesses and other worlds and stuff, they have offered different sort of, I know some bigger companies will offer trips like this, you know, but this is really great. So it's really sort of taking you through. I mean, they're going into Beijing, Shanghai, and I'm going to pronounce these other two places very badly.
I can pronounce it Suzhou.
Thank you. Thank you, Pete.
And the other one is Hangzhou.
Yes, that exactly what Pete said. Yes. Oh, but
there
yeah,
you go.
So you got these four places, you got all this stuff, you got the tours. I mean, I just can't even believe that the price is including all of this. Like, I kind of read it and I was like, is he kidding me?
You know? No, for 9 days? That is amazing.
That is a crazy amazing price. So, you know, chamber member or not, you want to get in on this, you let me know. But yeah, this is a really, really great opportunity. And there's also other things on our site where you can actually add some different activities and some different things as well. So check that out. But we'll be doing much more, you know, press and information about this and some more details. But like I said, we are having that informational meeting.
I mean, just look at this morning boat cruise on West Lake.
It sounds really
with
good.
Relaxing stopover at the Jewel Lake Pagoda and tea houses. Afternoon tour bus to Shanghai.
That just sounds like that sounds good. Just that alone sounds.
Wow.
That could sell the package right there.
Well, and then there is fluent English speaking tour guide, so that's going to be helpful.
That is absolutely going to be helpful, yes.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. That's something new and different that we haven't offered before. And yeah, so that's for October. So that's all sorts of fun. So
which
again,
is good to let them know now, or people know now, because
yeah.
That's a bit of ways away, but that is a little cost. And you
it
know,
a cost
to,
and, it's
and
also,
the planning too, to
the
get
planning.
The time. I mean, it's 9 days, so. But
yeah.
Boy, that would be an amazing.
Yeah, so we wanted to sort of put it out there now.
Go, yeah,
because it's, you know, October 7th to the 15th. It's a 9-day stay, $2,299 for the whole kit and caboodle and all the
cool.
details. But if you would like to find out more about this, please contact us at the Chamber. And like I mentioned, we're doing an orientation meeting on Thursday, March 8th from 5:30 to 7 right at our office here on Main Street, 327 Main Street in Catskill. So please, please come by and check it out.
Cool.
And then I'm actually going to sort of switch hats a little bit. But that being said, the Greene County Council on the Arts is a chamber member. So
okay, right.
But I'm going to switch hats from my day job to my volunteer job, which is on the board of the Greene County Council on the Arts.
Okay.
And I'd like to mention our upcoming Beaux Arts Ball up at Hunter Mountain.
Beaux Arts Ball.
Yes, this is the 30th annual ball at Hunter Mountain. And if you haven't been up to this event, it is our major fundraising event for the year for the Greene County Chamber of Commerce.
Do tell.
It is quite the gala. So we have, so just starting it off, and it is, you know, they say it's a creative black tie. And what I like to say about that is when you're dealing with artists, you know.
A black bandana.
Exactly,
yes. Do.
We'd like to say creative in air quotes here. Creative black tie. You know, it is a nicer event. We have people that do show up in ball gowns and tuxedos. We also have people who come in very creative outfits. Sometimes it's a vintage situation. Sometimes it's a very art-inspired and, you know. And it is a you know, it's also, it used to be like a masquerade ball. So people have these beautiful masks that they make, and you don't have to wear them the whole time. But it's, you know, there's sort of this very festive, you know, air about the whole,
right.
you know, evening.
Elegant and
it is.
Formal
it's
and
fun.
Everything.
But
yes.
Again, when you're dealing with artists, you have to add the fun part in.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, so again, some of the outfits are wacky. Some of them are very, you know, subdued, but it's all in good fun, and it's a great event. So if you haven't been up before, the evening starts out with there's a room. If you've been up to the Copper Tree restaurant at Hunter, there's a couple different rooms. There's the main ballroom, and then there's a side room. And the side room has a silent auction. So we're very fortunate that we have a lot of businesses and local artists in Greene County who've donated some of their works to this silent auction.
Now, silent auctions are excellent because you can get some amazing deals from that. You
absolutely
know.
Good point,
really,
Pete.
Yep,
you
yep.
really can. So if you've never, again, done a silent auction, you basically walk in and all the items are presented all around the room, and there's a sheet of paper in front of them, and it shows you what the opening bid is. So say the opening bid's like $25 and the increments have to go up at, you know, $5 a pop or whatever. So you want this piece of art. It starts out at 25. So you're like, oh, well, I'm going to put down a bid for 30, you know, and then obviously people that come after you can subsequently put up the bid. So you want to, if you really want something, you want to keep checking back to see if anybody's bumped you off of you know, so it's, that's kind of fun in a way too. I kind of have a good time.
Or if
with
you're
that.
Like me, you cross off what they
No cheating, Pete. No cheating. But it's a lot of fun, though. So, yeah, so the silent auction is great. It's, you know, again, you're getting the artwork and the stuff that is donated is really high quality, beautiful things. And, you know, it you're really going to get it at such an amazing deal. You know, and again, this is all, you know, helping to support the mission of Greene County Council of the Arts, which, again, if you're not too familiar with the organization, you know, it's been, we're in our 42nd year of service.
42nd, yeah.
42nd year of service. Wow. So, you know, and we are lucky enough to get to facilitate some wonderful grants to different artists and organizations in Greene County. We do some amazing things at the council, and we're really there to support and help grow the arts community in Greene County. So it's a lovely evening. Starts off at 6:30, silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, there's dinner, there's dancing. And then I do want to mention that we do a distinguished award presentation. And this year I am so ecstatic because one of my very closest friends, Todd Whitley, is receiving the award. So yes, Mr. Todd Whitley, if you have not met or do not know Mr. Todd Whitley, he has been a board member at Beatty Powers Place for 12 years. He just started a fundraiser there. He raises tons of money for arts organizations. He is just like my hero. And he's a former dancer. He was one of the founders that brought up the Hudson Valley Dance Festival 5 years ago. He teaches dance at the Arts Cultural, Athens Cultural Center. And he's a huge supporter and also helps with a lot of the stuff at the Greene County Council on the Arts. So I am over the moon thrilled that we will be giving him this award up at the ball this year. That being said, there are tickets on sale right now for the ball, and there's also different sponsorship opportunities because it is our 30th year of having this ball. So even if you can't attend the event and you still want to support the Greene County Council on the Arts and you want to do it either in honor of Todd or just, you know, to support the arts, you know, we always say, like you guys say on WGX, no donation is too little. You know, we'll take what you got. I mean, a great campaign is we're trying to do is 30 and 30 for the 30 years, donating $30 for our 30th year of the ball. So that's about it.
Well, look, we just went through the places to go, the game store, golfing, all the great restaurants, China. We have a elegant ballroom dance going on. So we basically have it all here in Greene County. So
we absolutely do. And I will get more details next month on all of these great things.
And they can contact you at?
Liz@greenecountychamber.com.
Okay, so you have the contact information. You will be back here in a month. And Liz, thank you so much for showing up today.
You are so welcome.
You're so informative and so fun to talk to and everything. So we are going to call it a wrap on this show.